Former Governor Phil Bredesen has long billed himself as a centrist who's unafraid to buck his fellow Democrats. That persona made him popular statewide in the early and mid-2000s, even as Tennessee shifted Republican. A decade later, he's in a close race for the U.S. Senate. But as Sergio Martinez Beltran reports, an increasingly partisan climate may have made his down-the-middle approach harder to pull off.
Carly Miracle was going to campaign for Bredesen. She had even picked up a yard sign to show her support. But things changed quickly 2 weeks ago.
I needed to mow my yard before I put it in, and before I had the chance to put it in, this statement came out. And while I do still intend to vote for Bredesen, I no longer feel comfortable having that sign in my yard. It just feels icky now.
What gave Miracle second thoughts was Bredesen's last-minute statement supporting Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Miracle says the endorsement was unnecessary.
He could have just not said anything instead of what did happen, which felt like a slap in the face to women.
Miracle was far from the only Democrat who was dismayed. The Facebook post where Bredesen announced his endorsement got 2,500 comments, many of them negative. Volunteers quit his campaign in protest, and the chairwoman of the Tennessee Democratic Party even issued a statement saying she found his position disappointing, though she pointedly added that she still sees her party's nominee as a superior candidate. Bredesen's support for Justice Kavanaugh brought to a head questions that have long been simmering beneath the surface among liberal Democrats. Is Bredesen, a multimillionaire businessman, too conservative for today's Democratic Party? And would he stand with Democrats if elected to the Senate?
I'm doing exactly what I have always done, which is to call him as I see him.
In an interview with WPLN, Bredesen said he has a history of taking positions unpopular with his party. He's generally refused to denounce President Trump, despite Democratic animosity toward the president. During the Obama administration, Bredesen opposed the Affordable Care Act. As a former healthcare executive, he predicted it would cause many employers to drop coverage. And back before that, Governor Bredesen slashed the rolls of TennCare, the state's Medicaid program, by limiting coverage of working-age adults. Bredesen argued TennCare had become too expensive. The lesson he drew was that making a difficult call would ultimately pay off, even if unpopular with his party.
Remember when I got reelected in 2006, there were a lot of liberal voters who were angry about the handling of TennCare at the time and so on. And yet I still won every county in the, you know, in the state and was able to keep things together. So, I mean, I've never been someone who's worried about, you know, alienating this block of voters or that block of voters.
So when it came to Kavanaugh, it might have been easier for Bredesen to stay neutral. But he says he felt compelled to take a clear position. He feels Christine Blasey Ford's allegation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were in high school should have been investigated more vigorously. But Bredesen still believed the conservative judge was qualified.
On that one, I probably lost some people, and there's probably something else I said where I lost somebody else, but to also pick up supporters at the same time. If I'd been opposing him, particularly on, I'd say, political grounds, I think it was a problem. It could have been a problem.
Bredesen says many of the people who left his campaign after his announcement have gravitated back. They say the alternatives are worse, either voting for a Republican or sitting out a crucial Senate race. One Democrat who plans to hold her nose and vote for Bredesen is Miracle, although she says that as a survivor of assault, she's horrified to vote for someone she doesn't believe prioritizes women.
I'm exhausted by having to choose the lesser evil over and over again.
For Bredesen to win, he'll need voters like Miracle to put those differences aside and vote for him anyway. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.
Tomorrow, we'll profile Bredesen's Republican opponent, Marsha Blackburn. Find more of our coverage of the Senate race at WPLN.org/Senate 2018.